So this is day 20 of the 28 days challenge, and we're almost there. We got 8 more days. And to be honest, I'm going to actually just say this right off bat. I believe after the 28 days challenge, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. Not because I'm exhausted from doing the challenge. Obviously that part too, but mostly because your boy here is getting ready to relocate again, and I'm just trying to figure out some logistics and make some decision making in the process before things are finalized. But I do want to talk about a topic a little bit here, and it's late at night as I'm doing this, so I might not be as energetic, but there is one thing that I've actually been wanting to talk about for a little bit, especially after Andrew Tate now went super mainstream. Like, at this point, you can ask anybody who Andrew Tate is, and they'll confidently answer that and say he's a misogynist, etc., whatever, because he broke the internet for sure. So anybody that says who, like, I'm sorry to tell you, but you kind of sound dumb at this point. Whether your stance about him, you agree with him, disagree with him, whatever, doesn't matter right now. But I do want to mention that, because with him going super mainstream and everybody talking about him, it has opened up eyes to a certain community of men that have these beliefs, almost to the point that it's extreme. And I get it, you know, for a lot of things, there's extreme sides to this. But with this one, it's like mind-boggling specifically, because I talked about it in the Born Sexy yesterday about how not only do the guys in the Andrew Tate space, or I guess at this point we call it the manosphere, whatever. I don't know if he considered himself part of that, but this is going to be a whole different topic for a different day. I think a lot of these topics like manosphere and alpha and all this mess was made up by, I would say, their opposing party, the liberals or the feminist movement, whatever you want to call it. But back to this topic about this community, and with the Born Sexy yesterday episode I did about how they have this crazy obsession over younger, more pure women. I know it sounds a little weird and predatory to some people, which, I mean, I can understand why. I understand. But not only that, also the fact that there is this obsession with traditional value or the nuclear family unit. And before I get into this, I do want to say there isn't necessarily anything wrong with, you know, having a traditional family. I think is more the fact that there's just this obsession. There's this, it's almost like cult-like, you know, almost to the point that it's like, it's just not appealing anymore. When, I don't want to throw some shade, but I think when conservative figures like Ben Shapiro or Matt Walsh kind of try to advocate for this stuff. And it's funny because they're not even part of this whole entire Andrew Tate thing, but people like to group them into the same category. But one thing that they have in common is the traditional conservatives and the guys in the Andrew Tate space is this obsession of not just knocking down feminism, but also wanting to revert back to traditional values or a traditional family unit where the wife stays home, takes care of the kids, and then the husband goes out there and makes money. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say there's nothing wrong against it. It's just that the fact that both people in the Andrew Tate space, or I guess you want to call it the manosphere, and traditional conservatives, at which I might do a completely different episode about that in the future for sure. But they have this crazy obsession over them wanting back traditional family values. And this is my personal opinion. I don't understand why they're obsessed with that, because if you think about it, it's a lot of hard work for both parties. Because men back then were expected to provide for the family, have a good job, all this mess, right? The reason they went out there to make money is so they can provide for a family. That's why they had to keep working hard and getting a promotion, etc., yada, yada, yada. To provide for the family, they need lots of money to come in and create a stable household. Well, in theory, it doesn't always turn out that way most of the time, but nonetheless, as a guy, that is a lot of hard work if you think about it. But today, I mean, guys can make money for themselves. They can make money for their own hobbies, for their own indulgences, like even just to go out there and mess around with strippers or whatever the case may be. But fellas can do that nowadays. They don't have to worry about making enough money to feed a family of four. I mean, I'm not sure about today, but yeah, they don't have to necessarily be that type of man now, because now they can do all that for themselves. And with women, same thing. They can work for themselves. They now have the ability to make their own money and not having to rely on a man. Knowing most progressive women, they don't want, you know, a controlling man. They can actually have autonomy to their own decision making, and I guess body too. Like, they can pick out the guys they're actually attracted to. Because now, thinking about it, this is why I would say some boomers have a pretty high divorce rate, was just the fact that, well, I mean, wife decided to be with the husband because the husband was making money and he just had a lot of money and was just a good provider. That's it. Not because, you know, he's great or he's just an outstanding husband. I mean, I guess so too, but she only liked him just for what he was able to do for her. And not because he was him, you know? Nowadays, yeah, women can pick the guys they actually like, which is why you see a lot of them go for quote-unquote broke boys or bad boys, etc. Because there's just something about them that they like about them. You might say good D too, yeah, I get it. But, yeah, I just am trying to wrap my head around this whole entire obsession with traditional values. Like, again, I said, nothing wrong with having a traditional family unit. It's just that nowadays it seems like that is a huge obsession, to the point that it's like they just don't realize how good they have it now. Like I said, guys, you don't have to go out there and move up the ladder to make more money. Nah, as long as you got enough to pay for your little studio apartment and play video games all night, like, it's all good. Heck, you can even go out and drink with the boys, not have to worry about the kids or the wife, whatever. That is if you're living a single guy. And another reason why I wanted to talk about this is because Tommy Lauren, which we talked about on our show, started complaining about how there's more guys dropping out of the workforce. Well, duh, I mean, hey, we want women to be strong and independent and not have to rely on a man. And what are we doing? Exactly that. Not letting them rely on a man. Like, but apparently Miss Tommy Lauren has a problem with it. And it's like, yo, Tommy, like, I don't know about you, but I got a feeling you've been a little bit of a freak on the down low, which, again, I don't mind as long as I'm part of it, you know? But now all of a sudden, this is the lady that worked at Fox News, a pretty conservative news network, more accurate. And now is the one saying, where have all the good men gone? Where are the men that need to be men? Because there's just a bunch of little boys running around playing video games, staying at home, doing drugs and whatnot. And it's like, well, I mean, like, I don't know what else to say other than the fact that, look, listen, like, if they're dropping out of the workforce, that's fine. This is it. Just what that tells me is that feminism is working. Like, and then another thing, too, is that they like to complain about feminism. And I mean, I get it, you know. There's like the radical femmes, but now thinking about it, now analyzing my environment, the current situation I've been recently for years is really not that bad. If, you know, you put a little bit of positive thinking, you know, I don't understand why guys still want to be obsessed with that traditional lifestyle, because it's a lot easier to be a man now. Like, look, just go get yourself a little full-time job that gives you maybe 40, 50 hours, right? Doesn't have to be anything out of reach. And again, depends on where you live too. I mean, if you live in the Midwest, like here in Indiana, like $40,000 to $50,000 can get you pretty far if you think about it. But I don't know exactly what would be considered workforce. Like, what could that entail? Because technically, I am still in the workforce if I'm working in a restaurant. So, like, that's what I'm doing. But I may not be putting the same amount of hours as you know, your traditional men are. They put 50 to 60 hours. I put less than 35 hours sometimes, and I'm still kind of making it here. But yeah, I just want to talk about that because, I mean, I just am trying to understand, like, why there is that obsession, and also why Tommy Lauren is, like, talking about these statistics. Like, okay, sure, like, this is exactly what the women wanted, is for us to leave them alone, and so we did. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks again, and until the next one.